Our first speaker this morning is Professor Ngo Vinh Long. Born in 1944 in the Bac Ninh province near Saigon, Long worked as a mapmaker for the U.S. military in Vietnam from 1959 until 1962. After witnessing tremendous suffering in the countryside during what was known as the Strategic Hamlet Program, he resigned from his job, returned to Saigon, and started organizing student demonstrations against the Vietnamese government. In 1963, he was asked to leave the country, and CIA officials assisted him in enrolling in school here in the United States for 7 months. In 1964, he returned to Vietnam and resumed organizing student demonstrations against the government. With his life in danger, Professor Long was accepted to Harvard University with a full scholarship. The South Vietnamese government first refused to let him leave the country, but later relented. After coming to Boston in 1964, Long joined the fledgling anti-war movement here. He was the first Vietnamese American to speak out openly against the war and against U.S. foreign policy. He toured the United States on an anti-war lecture circuit with Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn, and others. Long received his PhD in East Asian History and Far Eastern Languages from Harvard University in 1978. He became a U.S. citizen in 1991. He's been a history professor at the University of Maine since 1985. He's the author of the book, Before the Revolution, The Vietnamese Peasants Under the French, Vietnamese Women in Society and Revolution, The French Colonial Period, co-author of Agriculture and Rural Society in the Period of Industrialization and Modernization, which is a book published in Vietnam in 1997. And he's also co-editor of the book Coming to Terms, Indochina, the United States, and the War, published in 1991. This morning, Professor Long will reflect on his personal experiences as a military mapmaker with the American counterinsurgency effort in South Vietnam and shed some light on what counterinsurgency really means. Please welcome Professor Ngo Vinh Long.